Welcome, everybody. Thank you for having me, David and Anka. And today we're going to talk about algo trading with options and automatically managing risk and reward. So we have strategies for up, down, and non-directional conditions. So we have some secret strategies you probably have not seen in the past. So with that said, let's talk about speculation, Duke and Duke and Valentine. It's important to know that we are speculators hoping to profit on price movement. We have to accept risk in order to earn a reward. So let's take a look at that risk disclosure, if you don't mind, just for one moment. It is important. And the important thing there really is that only risk capital should be used, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. A little bit about our agenda here. We'll review what's going on in the markets this week, a little bit about us, three common barriers to success, look at indexes versus individual stocks, we'll look at some probabilities, long and short option strategies, have a live demonstration, tell you about some trade alerts as well, then a special offer and some FAQs. So there's a lot to it. We'll move through it quickly, and hopefully you'll be entertained and informed. So we know the VIX is off its highs. It was up near 80 a couple weeks ago, but it's still very elevated. There's talk of a phase four stimulus package, a record surge in unemployment. Stocks are still down near 2016 levels. And of course, the COVID virus is still with us. Unfortunately, economies are largely off. So here's what the S&P has done in the last 5 months. You can see we've gone up the stairs and down the elevator shaft, and 3 years of gains basically gone in 1 month. This was interesting. 1.7 months of gains were lost every day during that sell-off in March. Looking at jobs, 3.3 million jobless claims, enormous spike. It was expected, could have been worse, could have been better, but probably going to see big numbers like that for a while. The VIX is still elevated. This is yesterday's number. I didn't have a chance to get to where we are today, but I don't think we're too much different than 57, maybe a little bit lower. And the Fear and Greed Index, if you never look at that, it's kind of interesting from CNN. It was about a month ago, I think down at one, the most extreme fear it could get. So very interesting. And we've seen the biggest drop here in manufacturing orders in the last 11 years since the global financial collapse. That's not unexpected. Meanwhile, you have a flight to safety, flight to quality. Treasuries keep moving up, although of course they did have a bit of a disconnect here when everything was selling off. But there is still that flight to safety, and yields are dropping. Talking about that phase four bailout, I don't know if it will or won't happen, but it's interesting. You'd think the market might like that, but I took a shot here of a 5 minute chart on the S&P. Didn't really care. In fact, it didn't like it at all after that was kind of made headlines. So, and Jeffrey Gundlach, one of those billionaires, he says, the stock market is dysfunctional. It may hit rock bottom once we take out March lows. So I tend to agree. It's hard to disagree with that. But there's better news. Looks like FDA has approved some treatment on COVID-19. I thought this was a good picture here. These Navy medical mercy ships here in New York and Los Angeles. So help is on the way. But meanwhile, the markets are still going to be erratic, and you don't want to fight the markets. Ed Sequoia says it can be expensive trying to convince the markets that you are right. So we want to take what the market offers us, not fight the tape, as they say. So how about a new approach where you don't need to be precise, something you can do in just minutes a day, and you don't always have to pick market direction. You can even use some of these approaches to hedge your traditional investment portfolio. So a little bit about us. That's me there in the middle. That's down on the trading floor maybe 10 or 12 years ago. Some of our options brokers there in the trading pits. Doesn't look like that anymore. Those sort of archaic now, right? Everything's electronic, but that's what we capitalize on too, and we'll show you that. We've been doing this for many years, since 1997. A lot of experience, big part of growth in the options markets, trading millions and millions of options, and we've not necessarily failed along the way, just found 10,000 ways that didn't work, and we've taken everything we've learned and put it into what we're about to show you here. So I'm Eric Gebhardt. I've been doing this since 1991, and I have my BS in business administration from USC, co-founder of AltaVest. I got started during an investments course at USC. That's my textbook there. Kind of proud of myself for taking notes. And we were studying options and futures, and I was very, very interested. Saddam Hussein had invaded Kuwait prior to that. And so we kind of looked at crude oil as it doubled in value. Interesting, crude oil still, of course, making news today in a big way. But that's what we were studying at the time. So it piqued my interest. I did get involved in securities industry and mutual funds, but the futures and options market markets I found more interesting. So that's where I was able to get my Series 3 license and become employed at an options trading firm. And here I am now, all these years later. So, three common barriers to trading success, jumping these hurdles. How about all the contradictions? So here's Gundlach again saying on March 25, stocks have upside. Well, they didn't really do much after that. But then here a few days later, he says the sell-off will worsen in April and take out the March lows. And then meanwhile, Morgan Stanley, just to, let's see, mid-March, says it was time to start buying stocks amid all the carnage. So I don't know, who do you listen to? And so what about precision? Do you really need precision to make this work? If you're trading stocks, that's fine, but you have to pick the correct stock, the correct direction, the correct strategy, have the correct entry, timing, and price. You have to use the correct type of order. Then you have to correctly manage your risk and reward. Not always easy to do. So our emotions, number three, we are the worst enemy of our trading. We have bad wiring. We have a built-in bias to make poor investment decisions. So we like to basically sell the lows and buy the highs, unfortunately, for a lot of, chasing past performance or fear of further market correction. I'm sure we're all familiar with those emotions. I thought this was a funny title here. Your brain is killing your returns. So I think we can relate to that. Here's from the Motley Fool, investment biases. So confirmation, anchoring, and recency bias. Here's one I highlighted from the Wall Street Journal called the Morningstar Mirage. Interesting article. So they looked at actively managed mutual funds that have 5-star ratings. And it turns out that only 12% of those did well enough over the next 5 years to earn that top rating. So here's what it looks like here. 5-star funds became 3-star. 1-star becomes about 2. So over a period of 3, 5, and 10 years, everything converges to average performance. So let's look at indexes and individual stocks. See a long-term graph there, the Dow. Here's where we are. So here's the S&P 500. We're going to talk a bit about, really focus on the S&P and in particular the E-mini S&P 500. So why would we do that? Well, it's convenient to follow just one or two or three indexes rather than thousands of funds and stocks and ETFs. And an index is typically much less volatile, although of course they've been volatile this last month, but not nearly as much as some stocks. I mean, look at this, Virgin Galactic. Who wants to fly to outer space? Everyone did apparently back in February, but now we're down almost 80% from that high. And markets are non-correlated too with an index and a stock. So you could have, here's Zoom Communication. Everyone decided this virus was going to stick around and they're all going to work from home and go to school and from home. And so then here you have the market ramping up. But meanwhile, the NASDAQ just fell like a rock. So that's non-correlation. So looking at insurance companies, we know how they make money. We pay them premiums and they pay out if there's a claim, but they're paid to assume and manage calculated risk. Essentially, they're selling and managing time, but they always hedge themselves, insure themselves. They're consistent and patient. They look at probabilities. They just use math, statistics, actuarials, expected return, things like that. You're familiar, but we don't need to dig into that. So what about casinos? They do the same thing. Any game of chance like that always has probabilities stacked in the casino's favor. For example, if you took that ball there, the roulette wheel, bet on that green zero, and you were to spin it 38 times, if you did that enough times, you're going to lose $5.26 on average per spin. That's the house edge. So the house would like to have you play for 1,000,000 years, even though they realize they will pay winnings at times. The law of large numbers. Essentially, if you do a coin flip 1,000,000 times, you're going to get 50-50 heads and tails. If you do it 5 times, you might get all heads or all tails. We all understand that concept. So what about high probability, an analogy here with baseball? What's the highest probability thing in terms of a batter can do? Well, get a base hit rather than a home run or a grand slam. So here's batting champion Rod Carew. He hit no home runs and he was still the batting champion. So the point is he had lots of base hits and he won all sorts of batting titles and he rarely hit home runs. That's high probability approach to baseball. We can apply the same thing with option strategies. Collect premiums, or basically that's what we call a base hit. By selling options, you need to be consistent and patient. You need to manage risk. You will have losers. Manage that reward. You cannot get greedy, but you need the proper tools. You don't want to necessarily swing for the fences all the time. So look at short option strategies. That's called premium collection. It's important to realize that short option strategies can be non-directional, bullish, or bearish. And these can have higher probability outcomes. And we're going to look at that in the demonstration in just a moment. And the way these work is they become favorable due to what's known as theta decay and or market movement. And we're going to look at that a little closer. These are called credit spreads, where you collect premium, but we only sell insured positions, or basically covered spreads. We are not trading naked options, predetermined risk and reward. And once again, non-directional. So all this noise in the markets, there are strategies we can use for that. So here's a credit spread on a stock index like the E-mini S&P 500. There's a large margin of error, or the highly technical term of wiggle purple room. So you can see the S&P moving along here in the upper and lower boundary of the spread. And we'll explain that in just a moment. And in part, we can explain that with probabilities. And the first thing we're going to look at is the delta. If you're not familiar with it, it's going to be super easy. And if you are, it's only going to take 30 seconds. So bear with us. Here's an example of delta. Here's the S&P at 2,500, for example. How about a 2150 put at 15 points and a delta of 0.25? So what does that mean? What happens if that S&P drops 10 points and it goes from 25 to 2490? Well, that 2150 put is now worth 18.75 because of that 0.25 delta. It gained 25% in value, and it's just that simple. That's how delta works. But it's also the approximate probability of expiring in the money. So a 0.25 means there's a 25% chance of expiring in the money, but conversely, 75% chance that that option will expire worthless. And that's where we want to focus. Remember, delta is always moving with time and the underlying price, and it does not represent the probability of a winning trade. So there's also theta relating to time and sensitivity to time. As you know, options are a wasting or decaying asset. So we refer to time as theta, as a negative number equaling 1 day of time decay. An option premium at 10 might have a theta of negative 0.05. So the next day, it would be worth 9.95 and then 9.90 and so forth, just because of theta decay. And here's what it looks like on a graph. So as you get closer and closer to time zero, the percent of the premium remaining in the option will just fall and fall and fall to zero eventually, if the market hasn't made any moves otherwise. So you want to be like this guy if you're selling credit spreads. You want things to be quiet. You hope things are boring, and you want to sell these out of the money spreads and just collect that money and watch time pass. But of course, it's not that easy. If anyone tells you it is, it's not. So you need to have a way to manage all this, and we're going to look at that. But before we do, here's an example of a call spread. So you're selling a 35.30 call represented by the red line, and you collect 4.5 points. You buy a 35.50 call and you pay 2.25. So the net premium you collect on that spread, $112.50 in this example, minus your commissions, of course. So that's selling an out of the money call spread and collecting that net premium. And really, you're just hoping that the market doesn't keep going higher and higher up through those strike prices between now and when that option expires. So you have a lot of wiggle room. Market can still move a little higher as long as it doesn't go straight up too quickly. And same thing, conversely, with the put spread, just selling that 29.90 put at 3. So you collect that 3 points. At the same time, you cover that spread by buying that other put 20 points lower, and now you pay a point for that. So $100 is what you collect for selling that put spread. Remember, these are not naked options. These are all hedged. Your maximum risk is capped. These are covered options. You don't want to be naked like that cat, so or that rat. So that's what's sometimes referred to as insurance with covered puts and calls. Naked options is unlimited risk. And here's another benefit. If you're doing covered options, you'll never have margin calls. So the way we do it, believe me, if you're going to do naked options, you're going to have all sorts of margin problems. It's a mess. You do not want that. Now, here's a strategy in Iron Condor. Non-directional for premium collection. If you're familiar with this, fine, but we're going to show you something probably you haven't seen. So stick with us. And if you're not familiar, it's easy. It's just a combination of the put and call spread that we just saw. And this is what it looks like. You sell an out of the money call spread, collect the money. You sell an out of the money put spread, collect that net money premium, and you're looking for that index to stay within this range over a period of time. And it's that easy. Now, here's a strategy you've probably not heard of. It's a dragonfly. And you haven't heard of it, it's because we came up with that name years back. It's a variation on a condor. It's another non-directional strategy. And this is what it looks like. It's 3 calls and 3 puts, 3 different strikes. So it has 6 legs to it. And what you do here is you sell 4, in this case, puts, buy 3 puts below it, and you buy 1 put that's, in this case, 40 points closer to the money. And you would do the same thing on the calls. And we're going to show you how that works. Yeah, you can see how that works. Same thing there. Selling the 4, buying the 3, and then buying the 1. The same thing on the put side. And we'll show you why that makes a big difference compared to a condor. We'll run through some demos. But essentially, you are long this call and this put. And this call is 40 points closer to the money than the 4 that you sold. And this put is 40 points closer to the money compared to the ones that you sold. And you own those puts and calls. So they are going to actually react much differently compared to those deeper out of the money options. Now there's options that you can, short option strategies for directionals as well. You can do a half dragonfly call or put. So just do the call side of a dragonfly or the put side. And then there's also bearish directional strategies or bullish directional strategies. They have asymmetric return possibilities. So they might gain value as a stock index decreases. So all we're doing here is you're selling an out of the money call spread and you collect premium, and the money that you've collected collected, you use that to internally finance the purchase of these out of the money put spreads. So if the market starts to drop from here and does so quickly enough, the put spreads that you buy will gain value and the call spreads that you went short will lose value so that you can then buy them back at a lower price later. And that's one thing too, we never hold on to trades till expiration, and we'll show you that in the demo. You always want to get out of these one way or another, for better or worse, for a win or a loss, before expiration. And there's bullish directional strategies. So just the opposite of what we saw. This is what we call a bull hedge. So essentially you buy an out of the money call spread and you sell an out of the money put spread. And so you can see in this example, the market moved up and this call spread that you bought here would gain in value, put spread that you sold and went short would lose value. So you'd end up doing well on both sides of that one, in that example. But how would you know which options to trade? So you're Jackie Chan, you're confused. Where do you start? What do you sell? What do you buy? What's the price? How do you know when to do this? How do you manage the risk and profits? Leaving us all a little bit perplexed, like Maxwell Smart. So we've done all that testing for you, and we are going to show you ThetaTrader. So our algorithm will pre-build these credit and debit spreads, and we call these Theta Trades. Same strategy sophisticated traders are using, bull, bear, and flat markets. Automated risk and profit management, something called the RTI, color-coded risk thermal indicator. So we're going to show you how to take action. We're going to jump into a demo. Let me go ahead and switch screens. Okay, there we are. We are now looking at the dashboard for ThetaTrader, and let me go ahead and explain how this works. So let's start basically at the beginning here. You can see we have bullish strategies that populate, bearish, and neutral, and we're looking at the E-mini S&P 500 or NASDAQ or Russell. Those are the three indexes, but quite honestly, most people are trading the ES, and with good reason. That's where all the activity and the volume is, and we'll show you that in a minute. Now, this is just a demo account, so don't think too much of it, because I just use it every week and just go through and just randomly pick trades. But you can see here all of your open sold positions, all the open spreads here that are currently in the demo account, and any open bought or long spread positions are here. And it has a color coding risk management here, and I'll explain how that works. But very easy to use on the dashboard. You can see at a glance how everything's doing. So let's do this. Since we talked about those condors and dragonflies, let's start with that. We'll start with a condor. You can see there are trades anywhere from 16 to 79 days till expiration available. These are all the algorithm generated theta trades. And you can see the profit potential here on each trade, and then your targeted annualized return at expiration. These are really, those numbers there are just used to compare one trade to another. The shorter duration trades is always going to have the higher targeted annualized return. You can't really expect to generate those kind of returns though. That would be great, but that's just to compare one trade to another. So let's go ahead and drill down. Let's look at this trade with 79 days till expiration. So here are all the details on this trade. You can see the algorithm has pre-populated the strike prices as well as the pricing, and already pre-populated the sell because we're selling the iron condor to collect premium. Always defaults to a quantity of one with the pricing here as well. But one thing I like to do when I start is look at the chart. That gives perspective. So you can see these are this is the call spread you're selling and the put spread you're selling here. And you'll notice that the 1760 puts, and let's see, we're last around 24, about 2500 on the S&P, although that might be a little different now. But so you can see that the market's trading around this area here. You're selling these deep out of the money calls and put spreads and collecting that premium. And that's a big, big spread there. You're talking, what's my math, 1240 point difference between the calls and the puts. So that's a lot of margin of error or wiggle room. And let's take a look here. Settled at 3.7, a net premium of $185. Put risk is $1,000. And that's what we would require as margin to actually place that trade. So your cash required is the put risk minus the premium you receive plus the commission on any trade. So you have to put down $836 to place this trade. And your maximum profit potential is $164. You think, so why would I do that? Why would I use $800 to make $160? Well, the reason why is the deltas. So we talked about deltas. These puts here, the 1760 puts, have a 9.84 delta. That means there's over a 90% probability this option is going to expire out of the money. And here on the calls, 6.8 delta, you're talking 93% or so probability that this call will expire out of the money. So that's what we're talking about with these higher probability outcomes. Your targeted return on cash, 19%. Targeted annualized return, 90%. And you could want to adjust that. Let's say you wanted to do, let's just pick a kind of an odd number, 4. And you go ahead and place that that order. And there it is. Just assumed you're filled because it's a demo account and you've sold those four iron condors. Now there's a trading simulator. And I think that's probably a good way here to actually show you in more depth how this works. So here's an iron condor. And what I've done, I'll see here just a minute. Let me squeeze that down so you can see more of the screen. There, that's better. You can see here, you can use these buttons to go forward day by day or go backwards or just hit the play button. But you can see day by day, we're just kind of replaying what happened in the past. You can see the RTI is all green. That means good, nothing to do. The trade is a little bit negative at the moment, nothing to do. And let's just go ahead and watch what happens day by day. And look at that, changes color to blue, and that means take profits. So you've captured over 70%, 72, 75% of the premium available. And ThetaTrader says take profits, and you can automate this, and I'll show you how to do it. You don't even have to watch it. You can have this all automated so that when you hit that profit zone, ThetaTrader places the order and closes that trade out for you. All right, that's just that simple. Now let's look at another condor, because sometimes people have a false sense of security, I think, because these condors and short options tend to work quite well, especially in certain market conditions. So here you've got a market that's trading away, starting to move up a little higher, but it's still green. Then it turns blue. So ThetaTrader says, get out, take your profits and run. However, what if you decided I'm going to sit in this trade and I want to really squeeze every ounce of profit out of this and, you know, basically get 100% of the premium collected. So if you sat in the trade, oh, look at this, it's starting to turn yellow. Elevated risk is yellow. It's getting closer to that upper boundary. And then it turns red. Red means there's too much risk. That's the red line in the sand. And it says get out. So had you avoided the RTI and not taken profits, you could have taken that winning trade and turned it into a losing trade. So that's why it's important to have these things automated to remove as much emotion as you can. Now let's look at another condor here. And let's take a look at this one. I want to show you something interesting here. And we're going to compare it to a dragonfly. So this one here, it takes its sweet time. It's a little bit unusual, but after a while here, almost the whole length of the trade, 2 days left, it finally decided to take a profit. But you had to wait a long time before that was closed out. So let's look at that same date. And if you had a dragonfly, what would the difference be? Well, let me show you. Let's just go ahead and play that. This is the same exact date. And look at that. It turned blue and you could have taken profits with 33 and 34 days till expiration compared to the condor where you had to wait almost throughout the whole duration of the trade. And why is that? Well, it's because once again, you are long this call option that's closer to the money compared to the ones that you sold. So therefore, as the market's moving higher, this call option is actually gaining value at a faster rate than the further out of the money options. So it's going to allow you some more opportunities. It's going to have a different risk and reward dynamic compared to the condor. It's going to be more robust. And let me show you here. Let's go back to the dashboard and look at a theta trade. And we're going to look at a dragonfly, show you how easy that is to place a dragonfly. You saw the condor. So we did the condor earlier, but look at a dragonfly. Here's one here, end of month May, and you can look at the chart on that. So that's what the chart looks like on this dragonfly. And you'll notice that selling these puts here, the 1800 puts, the delta 9.68, selling the calls 6.78. So you notice these are high probability strikes that you're selling as well. Notice the targeted return on cash, about 14%. Your profit potential, 611, cash required, 4389. And that's because you're selling, it's more than the condor because you're selling a combination of four puts and four calls. And let's say you wanted to do two of those, and here's the pricing on that. You just want to keep it the way it is. It's all pre-populated to sell by default because you're selling the spread, collecting that premium, and go ahead and place that order. And there it is. So that's what that looks like on the dragonfly. And let's see, I wanted to point out one other thing here. I don't know if I'll have time though, but yeah, I just wanted to point out, I wanted to let you know that at times you see the premium captured here is over 100%. So there are times if you have a dragonfly where the conditions are such that you can actually close out that position and actually get paid more to close out that position compared to the premium you receive. And that's just because once again, you've got these closer to the money puts and calls here. So let's take a look here at another trade and compare a condor to a dragonfly. Maybe this is the example that I had in mind. Okay, so this one becomes a loser with 16 days left. Too much risk. You're losing $280 to $86. Get out. Take your loss and get out. So that was a January end of month trade. And you placed that on November 20. So I think I have this one queued up here. Yes, I do. So November 20, let's say you placed a dragonfly instead of the condor. This is interesting. You can see the RTI is all green, nothing to do. And look at that. It turns profitable with 29 days remaining. And in fact, it's more than 100% profitable. So you were able to not only capture 100% of the premium, but more, 111, 121% of the premium. And compare that to the condor back here, where you actually ended up taking a loss on the trade. So let me show you real quickly here. So this was on January 3rd, it turned profitable. And on January 3rd, this trade, the condor, was still losing a little bit of money. So you can see the difference. There are big differences at times between these two strategies. Not to say you can't do a condor. However, they're just not as robust as the dragonfly. That's what we like them. They might generate perhaps a higher targeted return, but you'll be glad you had a dragonfly at times compared to the condor. So there you have that. Now let's look at, here's a directional strategy. It's a bear hedge. So if you want to go back to the dashboard and take a look at what that looks like on the dashboard, we can do that real quickly. You just go to bearish and you just look at the bear hedges and you can just choose any of them. I like to choose the ones with more time for the demo. So that's what this looks like. So you're selling this out of the money call spread and you're buying this out of the money put spread. That's what the bear hedge is. And let's see here. So that's what it looks like there. And it's a directional strategy. So you're hoping that essentially the market continues to drop. And if it doesn't, if it just goes sideways, a lot of times these bear hedges or bull hedges can be done for even money. So in terms of if the trade doesn't work out and just goes sideways, you don't really end up too far behind. Your big risk, of course, would be if the market rallied too strongly. Then it's just like all you have to do there is cover the call spread, cover your risk on the call spread. And once again, you can automate all this, and I'll show you how to do that. Let's go ahead and look at the bear hedge and how that works. Don't pay attention to the colors on this one. Just want to run through that real quickly. So you can see here that as the market started dropping, the put spread that you own starts, of course, increasing in value. The call spreads that you went short decrease in value. So the spread on the whole starts to generate some good numbers. You can see here it turns profitable. It goes from $99, $171, $156, $451 profitable as the market's here down there this low. So these are the kind of strategies that are more directional in nature. And here's one for a bull hedge. So you think the market's going to rally, this could be a directional strategy that you use. Yep, and you see here it closes above the call spread here that you own, which is great. So that ends up making a good amount of money on that directional spread there. Now, let me show you here how to automate this. You would just go up to the My Account into the settings. I have it set up right here. So you activate the risk manager, check that box, activate the profit directive, you check that box, and then ThetaTrader will automatically scan your positions and then place orders when they reach those risk or target thresholds, and you click on save settings. It's just that easy. And there's also video tutorials here. We won't go into all that. And also educational tutorials within ThetaTrader. We also have research, proprietary research. Here's TradeScope. We do this every day. Technical analysis, looking mostly at the NASDAQ and the S&P and a market outlook. Oh, there's a dead cat bounce comic book. A little, what do they call that? Gallows humor. So anyway, and we also do something called the daily trading summary, which I write as well. And this is just a narrative of what's happening in Asia, in Europe, in the US, looking ahead, some of the support resistance, looking at any economic reports. People like just glancing at that for some good information. So that's how that works. Now, if you want to go back to the dashboard, I'll show you something else real quickly. There's also something called Trade Builder. So if you don't want to use a ThetaTrade on any particular day, you can use Trade Builder to create, choose any market, any contract, any strategy, and then just follow the prompts and create your own spread. But quite frankly, almost everybody uses the ThetaTrades because that's what they're for. So you don't have to do that work. And let me show you here as well. First of all, you can see your open positions at a glance on the dashboard and any open bought positions as well. And you can drill down even further on any particular position by just going to that page. So you can see them all outlined here. The red is short, the blue is long. So you can see how they're doing, see what the RTI is giving you at the moment, and see what the current current P&L is on any particular trade. And if you want to drill down on any particular trade, you just click on it and then you can scroll down. You can see that's what it looks like. Market's sort of chopping around here. This dragonfly is working out perfectly. 1,700 puts are the short and 3,180 calls. I mean, that's a really, really wide spread there, almost 1,500 points. So that's how that works. Then the closed positions work essentially the same way. You can see all your closed positions here. And once again, you could just highlight any one of them, click through, and then you scroll down. You can see the graph and the history of any of those closed positions. And you can get a summary here of everything, you know, total trades and whatnot. Or you can filter for any buys or sells or any particular expiration. So there you have that. And that is going to wrap up this screen. I want to show you probably what I think is the best feature of all. Let me go ahead back to the other screen. Okay, so do we feel like this kid? I think that's Kramer there from Seinfeld, isn't it? Shooting the fire hose at the kid. But here is what we can do. People say, okay, I love it. I'm going to use it, but can you make it even easier? All right, how about this? No screen watching, not even that, you know, you have to do that with DataTrader, but you don't even have to log into DataTrader. How about the trade alerts? 1 minute trading, and it's quite literally 1 minute trading. One touch alerts. All you do is accept or reject. You receive the alert, the link, and you get the graph there, you get the trade description, and if you like it, you just touch accept, and those alerts are integrated with your trading account here. So everything is integrated with your trading account, just like DataTrader, and you don't have to log into another third-party platform and try to transpose the alert or copy the alert and try to make it happen on your own. So you just touch it, and the order is placed, and then as you saw, the RTI, the DataTrader, can automatically then track and manage that position for you. So here's what it looks like. Little recording we put together. You can see the description of the trade here. There's an iron condor. You can see the graph. Quantity is all pre-sized. Your net premium collected. How much cash is required. Days till expiration. Targeted annualized return. And it's that simple. So if you want to look at it again. And remember, these are already set up for your account. DataTrader is looking at your account, scanning it, knows what you have, and knows what the quantities should be. You're not going to end up with the same trade in 2 days in a row or anything like that. And it's that easy. If you don't like it, just touch reject. So we have so many people that love using those alerts. I can't tell you. So they just love those alerts. We have people all over the place just responding to those alerts, and it doesn't take them more than just a moment. So there you have it. And we're going to show you how to get involved with our ThetaTrader Elite membership. Here's the ThetaTrader software. You have the proprietary algorithm that pre-builds the spreads for you. You saw how that works. Simple and effective. Simple trade tracking. And that's a big, big bonus here. I want to point out something. This is what it looks like when you're looking at your open positions in ThetaTrader. You saw how easy that was. Everything's organized. And here's what it looks like from a brokerage firm. Since I've been in the business since 91, this is the same software they're using even to this day. Now you go ahead and try to make sense of it because nobody can. So that was so frustrating for us. And that's why we built ThetaTrader the way we did. Here is the RTI. Automatically exits your trades when they turn blue or red. So that's autopilot. Take the emotions out. All you do is check that risk manager and profit directive. And that's it. You saw the trade simulator. You can use that and go back in history and have a lot of fun with that and run through different scenarios and different strategies. And then Trade Builder, you saw that as well. So you have Theta Trades, the RTI, the simulator, and the Trade Builder, yearly value of over $3,500. Then you add in those trade alerts. That's a huge, huge bonus. People love those alerts. Remember, these are live. We call integrated with your account. All you do is touch accept if you like the trade and nothing else. And then from there, the RTI can manage things for you. So how to activate those alerts, same thing. You go to settings and just check those boxes. Just that easy. So you see their yearly value on those alerts, $4,464. And I know people are paying even more for the alerts that they're getting. I talk to people a lot. They're paying a lot for a lot of things. And how about this? Speaking of the paying a lot, how about a private coach with your elite membership? One-on-one training and a trader, someone to work with you. You have private coaching. You can have one-hour sessions for index selection, theta trade selection, the simulator, diversifying your strikes and your trades, different setups, analysis, using the trade alerts, advanced strategies, all available with your experienced coach, value of at least $7,500. And that's what I was going to say. I've talked to people that have spent over $25,000 or more on education, learning about options. But if you're using ThetaTrader, that's all part of the package. So remember, with the Elite membership, you get the software, the alerts, and the private coaching, a value of over $15,500. But as these infomercials tend to say, there's more. And there is, of course, you saw the proprietary research that we publish every day, yearly value of almost $3,000 on that. Then those online videos, So total value of over $18,500 with your ThetaTrader Elite. So even at 50% off, $9,200, it would be a great value. But we are going to do better. We're going to do something even better for these live webinars, a much, much, much better. So everything you need, one-time payment of $997. And again, that's only one time. It's not a yearly or biannual or quarterly or anything. People always ask about that. Nope, it's one time. And in fact, we'll do even better. Act through Sunday night, and you can take an additional 20% off, $797 for that elite membership. You see the link there, cf.altavest.com/TT Elite. You see our phone number there too as well. You can feel free to give us a ring. But tell you what, most people just go right to the link and sign up, and then we get them their credentials and get them onboarded, and they are on their way. There's no excuse to, if you're kind of on the fence about it, go ahead and sign up because you have 30-day money-back guarantee. And really, if it's not for you, we'll know it, you'll know it, and we're not going to want to, you know, try to hold you captive. So clients want to be here. And 30-day guarantee, no questions asked. And then here's what the order form looks like. And then sometimes people say, can I get on board for free? Yes, you can. You start trading with $50,000 or more, and we will refund that membership fee. So ask us for details on that. Now here's a little section here. We're not quite done. I want to wrap it up with, I bet you didn't know, some interesting trivia and facts here. The ES options have tight spreads. The order execution quality is unparalleled. There's a great study here from the CME Group. It shows that they offer superior execution and a cost savings of $4 to $15 per contract compared to the SPX options. So essentially that spread is tight, allowing for better execution according to that study. Here's another piece here, five reasons to trade options, S&P 500 options, large volume and liquidity in the E-mini futures markets. You can see that growth. We've been a big part of that growth over those years. This is an interesting quote. S&P 500 futures trade 23 hours a day, and the cash index is only calculated for 6.5 hours. So the futures trade more notional value before the U.S. market opens than S&P 500 ETFs trade all day. So folks, this is where the volume is. You want to be in futures. It has deep liquidity, 630,000 average daily volume in 2019, important source of liquidity in the markets. In fact, I bet that number is dramatically higher right now. This is interesting too. You can see here all the S&P 500 options, but look at the green line. The E-mini S&P 500 options that we talked about and that we trade, they make up over 94% of the volume. So this is really where you want to be. They have the largest market share, densely packed strikes, 100 annual expirations ensure granularity. You can find the strike you need. You can't do that in equities, at least when I've tried, I couldn't. And the advantage, of course, to doing this, you track just one or two markets, not thousands. And there's a very clear cost structure. It is not opaque, and you have efficient use of margin. And let me talk about that in just a minute. But the hidden cost of stock trading. This is an interesting piece here in Seeking Alpha. Robinhood makes millions selling out millennial customers to high-frequency traders. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars in cash income by selling customer orders to the high-frequency trading meat grinder. The high-frequency traders are not charities, and the only reason high-frequency traders pay Robinhood tens to hundreds of millions of dollars is that they can exploit the retail customers. There's another piece by Alphacution Research, the TAB forum. No such thing as a free lunch. Schwab and others confirm status as casinos and the purveyors of financial opioids. The retail stock brokerages are not charities. They will absolutely make up lost commission revenues in other ways, usually obfuscated, way down in the guts of their workflow processes where few people notice. So with E-mini futures, all futures, futures and options, there are no hidden costs. There's none of that. There's these are not securities. They trade at the CME Group on the Globex Exchange, one electronic market for all, large or small, no favoritism. There's no payment for order flow. Every order is treated equally. So that's why we like this space. A lot of benefits and a lot of advantages, and also tax efficiency. Maybe you didn't know this. Here, if you make a trading individual stock options, $100,000 account generates 20% return, and you're in the highest tax bracket, you're going to pay $7,400 in tax, 12.6% return. Now, if you're trading futures options, you are going to pay $5,360 in tax. Your rate of return is 14.64%, tax savings of over $2,000 just because you're trading a different instrument. Plus, you have the benefit of what we think is favorable execution. And the reason is because they get the favorable tax treatment, 60-40 tax treatment. 60% of your gains are taxed at the longer-term capital gains tax rate, which we know is lower. So that is the benefit there. And of course, you don't have any of that those wash sales and itemizing and all that nonsense. You have just one number at the end of the year. What's my gain? What's my loss? You plug it into your taxes and that's it. But sometimes people ask, which spreads do I sell? Well, you'd have to ladder the short strikes as time goes by. So here's some puts you sold and calls you sold. And as time goes by, you sell different strike puts, different calls. And as time goes by, you sell the blue ones here. So you just keep those laddered. Do I trade stock options with DataTrader? No, we specialize in the E-mini stock index futures markets, as we talked about. Can I use DataTrader and the alerts with my current brokerage? No, we are the brokerage firm that developed DataTrader. So it's our proprietary integrated service. What is the performance of DataTrader? Well, it's just a trading platform and all clients make their own trading decisions. And I should have pointed this out earlier. All performance calculations within DataTrader are net of all trading costs. That includes all trading costs. What are commissions? Our rates are very competitive, 5.25 round to turn all in. So let me clarify that. If you go to some big websites, big brokerage firms, they'll say 2.25, for example, per side. And there's an asterisk there. And they'll have other fees, clearing and exchange fees, and the result could be higher than what we charge. So our rates are very competitive. Yeah, there's always someone who can do less, but we're a different service. We have real people on the end of the phone here, experienced people. It's not just a chat bot. We offer a boutique type of service for very serious traders. How much money should I start trading with? Well, you saw the Condor, the Dragonflies, how much they need. You're going to want to spread out your trades. So we suggest at least 25 to 50,000. And we do trade IRA accounts, corporate trust, LLC. So we've talked about taking action. If you liked what you saw, remember that 30-day guarantee. Now's the time to do it. Act now, become a client. There's a summary. You have all the DataTrader benefits with those pre-built trades, strategies for all condition. You can automate your risk and profit. Those one-touch trade alerts are worth their weight in gold. Tax efficiency, diversify your trading. You follow just one or two indexes. It's super easy. Plus you get all that personal coaching. Returns may not be that great in the next 5 to 10 years, according to Cliff Asness. He's with the AQR. Thinks we're going to generate 2.4% for a traditional stock and bond portfolio. So does your portfolio look like that? Or maybe it could look like this. Consider having this non-correlated exposure, such as we talked about with DataTrader. And there is the end of the presentation. And remember, it's a one-time fee and it is a 30-day guarantee. So if you're even just questioning anything, just go ahead and sign up. And I think you'll like it regardless, or just give us a call. So that is going to wrap up. Let's see here. If there's anything I need to comment on, let me read about this. Okay, I think that wraps it up. Let's see here. Yep, that's going to do it. So thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Great presentation.
Thanks for having me, David and Anka. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks.